In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Senators Ted Kennedy and John McCain have joined together to co-sponsor the worst bill of the year. The bill would give amnesty to 11 million illegal aliens and, in addition, set up a guest worker plan to admit hundreds of thousands of additional aliens. The bill's title is the Secure America and Orderly Immigration Act of 2005. But it will not make America more secure. It will make America very much more insecure by opening our borders to a flood of people outside our regular immigration regulations. The bill will not give America more orderly immigration. In fact, it will turn immigration into a terrible mess by allowing millions of illegal aliens to bypass the rules and regulations that legal immigrants must comply with. The Kennedy-McCain bill would reward the illegal aliens in the U.S. by putting them on the track to permanent residency and citizenship. The Kennedy-McCain bill invites foreigners to come into our country and work for lower wages than American citizens are willing to work for. That is not the free market. That is an agreement between the government and big employers to bring in cheap labor in order to keep U.S. wages low. Just remember this about amnesty. We've been there, done that. The Open Borders Lobby snookered President Ronald Reagan into going along with a one-time-only amnesty in 1986 when we had only 3 million illegal aliens in our country. The result? We now have 11 million illegal aliens. That equals the population of Ohio. And they continue to come at the rate of another 3 million a year. And the cost to the taxpayers for their health care, diseases, schools, and crimes are out of sight. If Ronald Reagan were alive, I'm sure he would say, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me." Tell your congressman to defeat any amnesty guest worker bills.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. We have news here on the left coast, folks. Friday morning, the city of Los Angeles had a coronation. That's right. The 41st mayor, or shall I say, alcalde, was sworn into office. The ceremony was different from all others because for the first time in my recollection, parts of the speech were given in a foreign language with loud cheers from those in attendance. Many dignitaries were there, along with the usual suspects, to see alcalde Tony Villar, a.k.a. Antonio Villabarboso, take his oath of office. He said many things that we should be thankful for. But the one that really, really I was in awe of was a statement that he made, folks. And listen to this, quote, "You know, the people coming here in search of a better life today aren't any different from our grandparents and great-grandparents. It doesn't matter if your family passed through Ellis Island or San Ysidro, or whether they came from Malaysia yesterday or Moscow a century ago," unquote. This is horse crap. That's exactly what this is. This is horse caca. Caballo caca. I mean, this is just outrageous, folks. Outrageous. What he is saying here is that legal, illegal, the same. And it's not. It is not. He's wrong. Most of those past immigrants he's talking about came here legally. That's what Ellis Island means. It means legal immigration, period. But he's saying it's okay to come any kind of way you can get here. But why did I say we should be thankful for his words, folks? And I did say that. We should be thankful for his words. We as Americans should embrace the words of Tony Villar. We should embrace the words of our new alcalde. I say this because all of the success that we have had to right this wrong in our country of illegal immigration would not have happened without Senor Alcalde. Every time he forces Spanish on English-speaking American citizens, he wakes up an American. That's right. Some American wakes up. Every time Americans are attacked physically and verbally, as they were in Baldwin Park, Garden Grove, and Westwood, every time this happens, an outraged American joins our ranks. Every time the Rasa Nazis and Aslanistas demand driver's licenses, some sleeping American awakes from his slumber. Every time they demand in-state tuition and the passage of the DREAM Act, deprived American students and their parents are outraged and spring into action. Every time illegal alien parents with their illegal alien children and their jackpot babies demand Spanish-speaking teachers, an American teacher gets angry and gets involved. I know, because I hear from them. And I hear from a lot of teachers who tell me they are fed up. And when their numbers get high enough and they demand a Hispanic-speaking principal for the school, then a principal will get angry and will get involved. When we drive down the street and we see their Mexican flags in their yards, it angers us and we awaken from our comas. When they march 60,000 strong in the streets of Los Angeles, carrying their foreign flags, the greatest mass awakening in the history of this state took place and Proposition 187 was passed. We would never have gotten to this point, folks, without their arrogance, their hatred and vile behavior. Americans look at what they do and say, this has got to be stopped. We must do something about it. We must get involved. I remember when there was a handful of people getting involved on illegal immigration, and now there are hundreds of people. And the more outrageous the other side gets, the more of us get involved. The more of us stand up. The more of us show up. Because we see how vile some of these anti-American people are. It's not about race. We've got people of all races on our side. They've got people basically of one race on theirs. And that is because they think racially. They do not think as Americans. They think as a race, you know? Listen to the names of their organizations. The League of United Latin American Citizens. The Mexican American Legal Education and Defense Fund. The National Council of the Race. All of their organizations are race-based. Their lives are race-based. Their very existence means nothing to them and to anybody else but race, because they care about nothing else. We owe them a debt of gratitude for helping us in our cause, because without them, we would not have the success that we are having. There would be no Minutemen without them. There would be no Unite to Fight Summit without them. There would be no Feet to the Fire without them. It is because of them that we have mobilized, and it's because of the actions of these people and how outrageous they could be that has made Americans stand up. Their hatred for this country and those not of their race will not allow them to cease their arrogance. And it escalates every day. Good for us. Gil Cedillo's tenacity with his driver's license. Congressman Gutierrez's never-ending press for amnesty for these lawbreakers. Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez's disdain for the American National Anthem. And our colleague Tony Villar's membership in an anti-American, vile, racist, separatist hate group, MeCHA. All of these things are good for us. All of these things benefit America. All of these things make Americans every single day stand up and be counted. And you know why? Because these people are showing themselves for what they are. They are racists. Everyone that I just mentioned is a racist. They care about one race only. I believe in blessings. And let me tell you something. You count them as you get them. And these people are doing this for us. They are helping us. They are aiding and abetting our cause by being so arrogant, vile, and racist toward us. And I applaud them. I thank them. I am thankful. I really am. And I think you should all get together and thank them for what they do. Because without them, we wouldn't be where we are today. So I tell our mayor, our alcalde, you keep it up. You keep speaking Spanish everywhere you go. You aid us. You keep looking out for illegal aliens. You aid us. You keep doing the will of Mexico rather than doing the will of this country. You aid us in what we do. You make us stronger every single day. And there will come a point where we will no longer look upon you as neutral or as harmless. And we will make you pay for what you've done. First, by getting you out of office. And we'll see what comes after that. This is a Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford
the gym.
Where would
we be without them?
And the decent neighborhood? I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where are the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at WILYABY2@AOL.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance that home of yours, they're going to tell you you need an appraisal, and you're going to say, oh, where do I get an appraisal? It's easy. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. These folks are fast, friendly, professional. They helped us stay on the air by sponsoring us, and you can help them stay in business by using their facility when you need an appraiser. Give them a call, and they will put more money in your pocket. Our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals, call them as soon as you can. 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. Good folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of my voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all those folks live tonight listening in various parts around the country. KFNX 1100 AM in Phoenix, Arizona. WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee. The great K-Dawn KDWN 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some most of the time. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the The most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we have a repeat offender. Old Governor Mike Huckabee. Old Governor Huckleberry. He was a keynote speaker last week at the 76th annual convention of LULAC in Little Rock, Arkansas. He started off by saying, quote, "Pretty soon, southern white guys like me will be in the minority," unquote, as the crowd roared and gave him a standing ovation. What an idiot. What a maroon. You know what I mean? With Arkansas being one of the fastest growing Hispanic populations, old Governor Huckleberry went on to say, quote, "Your gathering is so very significant for our state. We are delighted to have you here," unquote. He criticized the bill by Senators Jim Holt and Denny Altus. Senate Bill 206 would have required proof of citizenship to vote, and illegal aliens seeking state benefits would have been turned in to the immigration enforcement people. This was an almost identical bill as Prop 200 that passed in Arizona. Old Governor Huckleberry called the bill, quote, "unchristian, un-American, irresponsible, and anti-life." Give me a break, unquote. Give me a break. Where is it unchristian to obey the laws and make sure they're enforced? Where is it un-American to make sure that people in this country vote legally and not vote as illegal aliens? And where is it anti-life? You are a fool, Governor Huckleberry. Would a United States governor speak at a Klan meeting? Or speak at a Black Panther Party meeting? No, they would not. So what is old Governor Huckleberry doing speaking at one of the nation's premier racist hate groups like LULAC? I'll tell you what he's doing. He is hispandering. That's what he's doing. And he received a standing ovation from the Hispanic crowd when he said, quote, "I would hope that no matter where we are, who we are, or where we come from, that America should always be a place that opens its arms, opens its heart, opens its spirit to people who come because they want the best for their families," unquote. We do that. 1.2 million legal immigrants a year, you idiot. We have done that for time indefinite. And we will continue to let people in this country legally within reasonable numbers. But you are insinuating that people that come here legally should be put in with that number. And you're wrong. They should not. You went there and hispandered. And let me tell you something. The people of Arkansas, if they put your sorry butt in there and I hear you're going to run for president, I'm coming to Arkansas and laugh right in your face. Because you're an idiot. But more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. And one more thing. All you Republicans out there who say, "Oh, here's another liberal governor." He's one of yours. He's not a Democrat. He's one of yours. He's a Republican. Jeez. Let's get to our guest now, folks. We are very privileged to have a gentleman named Art Thompson. Art is on with us tonight from Appleton, Wisconsin, and Art is going to talk about CAFTA. Art, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. We hear a lot about CAFTA. A lot of people are saying, I hear it passed the Senate, and a lot of people are trying to get their House representatives to vote no on this thing. It is going to be a disaster for the United States of America. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they think they have an illegal immigration problem now, if CAFTA goes through and it's parent, the FTAA, you're going to be talking about migration, not immigration.
Wow.
It is already becoming a serious problem all over the country. It's not simply south of the border. I can even tell you about problems north of the border.
Absolutely.
People are crossing over there, particularly those from the subcontinent. You know, India, Pakistan, etc., Middle Easterners. They can get into Canada very easily, and then they cross over on those logging roads and any other way they can. And it's a real serious problem up there, too.
Well, Art, let me ask you this. Let's forget about us being Americans for a moment. If CAFTA is bad for America, what's it going to do to the rest of this hemisphere?
Well, let me give you an example. And let me tell you that our the newest chapter that we have in Marin County, you know, which is just north of San Francisco, is led by an East Indian gentleman. He's a very, looks like a guy that just stepped off a Brooks Brothers catalog. He's into the stock market, that kind of thing. Half of the chapter there are actually people who are from south of the border. They're Mexican businessmen.
Wow.
Who've come here legally. Now, they tell me that NAFTA is destroying the middle class of Mexico.
I have heard that. I have heard that in my travels to Mexico. They have told me that repeatedly.
Yeah, and you've got to have a strong middle class in order to have freedom. And I don't want to explain the reasons why, but you really do. You need to have independent, economically independent people to have freedom. To be able to force government to do what it's supposed to do and not do what it's not supposed to do. And they said they can't hardly operate anymore in Mexico, and NAFTA has done it to them because it's led all the giants down there, Home Depot, Walmart, just like they've destroyed some of the family-owned businesses across Middle America by coming in to these Middle East, Middle West towns. They're doing the same thing in Mexico.
Wow.
So
that's sad. Those people's base of operation down there is not quite as big as ours. So you can imagine what it does to the small businesses. Just wipes them out instantly.
Well, not only that, but they don't have property rights in these countries like we do. The possible exception might be Costa Rica, but the rest of them, the corruption, the confiscation by government. You think this ruling a couple of weeks ago by the Supreme Court on eminent domain is bad? That's a joke in Latin America. The government can come in and take your property almost at whim, and you have very little to say about it. And those are the kinds of things that are in operation down there. So you can imagine what it must be like to do business. You talk to any businessman, for instance, relative to doing business down there, and he'll tell you that you have to cross somebody's palm in government quite often in order to stay in business.
Boy, that's unbelievable.
So it isn't, the whole culture is different. I mean, they don't have the Bill of Rights like we do.
Right.
We know our rights come from God. They don't. They think they come from government.
Oh, good luck on that one.
Pardon?
Good luck on that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Art, if this thing passes, tell the American people exactly what will happen.
Well, what will happen is that it will be another outsourcing situation. And it will be only temporary, just like it is in Mexico. In other words, a lot of jobs will transfer from the United States down there to cheaper labor. But it will only be step number one, as it was in Mexico. What we've discovered is that a lot of factories moved to Mexico, and some of them are still there. But many of them have gone from there over to Bangladesh and India.
Where the labor's even cheaper.
So what's happening is that you have skilled labor now crossing the border and businessmen crossing the border and professionals crossing the border from Mexico. That will also happen from CAFTA. Now, I'd love to read you a paragraph from the CAFTA agreement, but you wouldn't make any sense of it if I did, because it's all bureaucratic.
Yeah, that's by design.
Yeah, but basically the bottom line of what it says is that you cannot establish a certification program for any professional business or service. Now think about what that means. That means any dentist, any doctor, any plumber, whoever can cross the border, give his services here, recross the border, or stay here without being required to be certified.
Wow.
You won't have to pass a board. That's unfair. It's already been ruled as an unfair business practice or trade practice. So we're not just talking about cheap labor crossing the border. But what's going to happen is that cheap labor will cross the border. Cheap goods will cross the border. But more importantly, cheap food will cross the border. And a lot of the farm organizations don't seem to get it. A lot of farmers are opposed to CAFTA and the FTAA. But some of their associations are for it. In other words, these associations appear to be captured by the corporate farmer. And so what will happen is the corporate farm will survive, but the family farm will die. And that's what's the big danger in this thing. A nation that cannot feed itself cannot remain free.
Wow.
It's that simple. So there are a lot of ramifications to this. Is it going to happen overnight? Of course not. It's going to take a little time as it moves along. But you see, the big problem is, as well, we have a Constitution of the United States, and that is an unchanging document except by amendment process. Now, these CAFTA agreements, FTAA agreements, etc., are in a constant and will stay in a constant state of flux. So we don't know what it's going to be tomorrow based on what it is today. It can change. We already know that they're talking about giving preferential treatment to lesser economies. The lesser economy in the hemisphere is everybody but us.
Everybody but I was going to say that we're up against the whole world almost, you know.
Actually, and we're hemorrhaging like crazy. Just to give you an idea, Frontline on public television here a few months ago, they did a study of Walmart, and they were talking about the importation of goods from China. And they were talking about L.A., the port down there. And I'm not sure if they were talking about San Pedro or Long Beach. I was never quite clear on that. But they said that every year they import $36 billion worth of manufactured goods through that port into the United States from China. And the commentator asked the lady in charge, whether she's in charge or PR person or whatever she was, well, how much do we export to China out of here? And she says $3 billion. She says, but most of it's raw materials. That gives you an indication of what's going on. And it's, and speaking of illegal immigration, a lot of it's coming in through these containers.
Oh, yeah.
In Seattle and Tacoma. You'd be amazed. I mean, the only time you hear about it is, you know, there's a huge Chinese immigration into the United States.
Well, we're being overwhelmed from all over the world, Art. But what I tell people all the time, yeah, Mexico's a problem because they're, you know, it's proximity.
Sure.
We've got a third world country at our southern border, but they're coming from everywhere. And we're going to be overwhelmed with everybody that comes here for the wrong reasons. They're not coming here to be part of America the way people used to. They're coming here grabbing what they can get. And we're allowing it to happen, and that's what angers me. But now we've got the outsourcing. We've got the H-1Bs and the L-1s. We've got the cheap labor coming in. We've got everything working against us. We can't survive. We will not be able to survive if we don't stop these policies. And CAPTA is one of the number one thing that we can do. Now, Art, I got about a minute and a half before I have to take a hard break. But before I let you go, what can the folks out here do? Tell us that.
Get a hold of their congressman. Ask him to read the agreement.
The Senate's over with, right?
Pardon?
The Senate's over with.
The Senate's over
okay,
with.
So go to the congressman.
Their House of Representatives.
Right.
Their representative, and ask the man to read it. Get past the title and read the thing. And see what it says, not listen to what somebody says it says. And use some logic and analytical thinking and draw out the logical lines to their conclusion.
You hear that, folks? This man is giving you something to do. Call your congressman and tell him to read it. Read this thing. And if he actually reads it and sees what's there, if he's got any sense, he's going to go against it.
This is basically, and I if you want a sensational remark, I'll give you one. And that is, this is treason.
Well,
this is literally, once a person reads that agreement and understands it and votes for it, he is violating his oath of office to the Constitution of the United States and the sovereignty of, and freedom of the American people. It's that simple.
Well, Art, that's pretty cut and dry, and I love you putting it in those terms. That may wake up a few people to get off their butts and call Congress. We do that a lot on this show. We get people to call on different things.
Now,
this is one of the most important.
To tell them to go to stopcafta.com. Or dot org, rather.
StopCAFTA.org.
Yeah. StopCAFTA.com. I get the two mixed up.
Okay.
There's a video on there. There's things that they can do. But if they go to StopCAFTA.com, they'll have updates on the StopCAFTA battle by the day.
Okay. Art, I want to thank you for coming on. I appreciate you staying up there in Wisconsin. I know it's late at night. We appreciate the update. We're going to be on this thing, and people want to hear. I get a lot of emails, people asking about CAFTA. So you're absolutely right. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Good work.
We appreciate it. Take care.
Okay, bye.
All right. All right, folks, there it is. Something for you to do. Something for you to use as a task. And what we will do now, we will play that famous quote that I love so much. I play it every week because Senor Navarro says it better than anybody I could possibly imagine.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Remember NAFTA? That disaster cost America almost 1 million jobs. Congress is quietly trying to make it worse by passing CAFTA, which would send still more American jobs to Central America. Help us fight this sheer stupidity. Go to www.stopcafta.com. That's stopcafta.com. Let's keep American jobs where they belong, in America.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. What I'm going to do now, folks, I'm going to get right to the phones, and we have another guest in a few minutes, but I'm going to take him not right now. I want to get some of these callers out of the way. Let us go to Zony, calling from Los Angeles. Zony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Jeremy, gracias very much for taking my call. You know, I'm not really upset for what Antonio talked about in Espanol, but I'm really upset for what he said, that it doesn't matter how you came to the United States. I was there. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was there. He introduced him, but I'm so upset, and I share this with you. This coming Wednesday, this your program is aired nationally, but if nationally people can email Los Angeles City Hall, I will be happy to have them email them protesting against whatever Antonio Villaraigosa protect illegal immigration. This coming Tuesday at 9 a.m., I will be there talking with him and with the council members of Los Angeles City, because they must take action. They have to take away order number 40, either amend it or take it away, because this is not acceptable.
It is not.
And you know, I come originally from Central America. I'm totally against CAFTA, and if you allow me, I will give the toll-free number to call your Congress over there in Washington.
Absolutely.
It's 1-888-355-3588. I'll say it again, 888-355-3588. Tell Linda Sanchez, tell Loretta Sanchez, tell anybody with no Hispanic name who is a Republican or Democrat, say no to CAFTA. I am not joking to you.
No, this is serious. And not only us, Zony, it's going to destroy these other countries also. That's what I'm also concerned about.
Well, you see, I'm not protecting, but, no. You know, in Latin America, the people who is still there, they are legally in their countries.
Absolutely.
And if this happens, they will be with no work.
Right. Zony, where are they going to go then? They're going to come here. I don't want their countries destroyed, period. Not just because it will send them here. I want everybody to have a good life. But, you know, if this thing passes, it's going to hurt everybody except a few rich people that are going to get richer. And it's sad. But, Zony, before you go, I want to mention why I was angry about
Antonio Villaraigosa.
See, talking about speaking in Spanish. I think that's disrespectful. This is an English-speaking country, Zony, and this is not a Spanish-speaking country. And him, he can speak Spanish all he wants. You know, I speak foreign languages, but for him to do that in an official position is disrespectful, because he said things up there that Americans were not able to listen to. I understood every word he said in Spanish, but that's not the point. Most people don't. And they don't know what he was saying, and that is disrespectful to not include everybody in the conversation. That conversation should have been exclusively in English, and if he wants to speak Spanish on his own time, that's up to him. But you do not do that in public in an official position. That's my point.
I respect your opinion. I don't agree completely. But, you know, let me tell you this, Terry. I, as a Latino, I love black people. You know, you say that we hate you. I do not hate you. I really love African Americans.
I know you don't hate me, Zony, and I'm not speaking of all Latin people. I know it's just some.
Because, you know, that will be stupid. I will be slapping myself in my face, because we have black Latinos, you know, and if I hate blacks from wherever they come, I will be really stupid.
Well,
I love you. Please go to City Hall, Los Angeles City Hall, this coming Wednesday. I will be there saying to Antonio Villaraigosa to do what he said, that he's against the employers who hire illegal immigrants. I'm going to push him and push the council members of Los Angeles City
the
way to...
And don't forget, Zony, Special Order 40.
Get out of that trash. It is trash.
Got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right, let's go to Rick now. My buddy calling from Chicago. Rick, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy. Tell us what took place there in Chicago.
Yeah, I sure will. Listen, but first I'd like to say hello to my California friends like Jim Gilchrist, Vince Estrada, Penny Magneto, Daddy Gale, Rabin, Lupe Marino, and the dancers, Richard, Robert, and Joseph from Huntington Beach.
Good folks.
They were my patrol members down in the San Pedro Valley with the Minuteman Project in April. Listen, Terry, as you know, myself and Rosanna Polito, who's a Minutewoman down on the border, from Chicago, when we got back from the Minuteman Project, we decided to carry on phase two of the project by going after the criminal employers that exploit cheap labor and these maggoty, pandering politicians that passed these unconstitutional laws.
That's what my buddy Zoni that just called, that's his big deal, is the employers and getting these employers and stop them from hiring illegals. And I agree with him and you on that.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely.
So what we did, we had our first Minuteman Project about a month and a half ago at a Republican regular ward committee meeting. And one of their guest speakers was a Magadi state senator by the name of Steve Rauschenberger, who was the co-signer of a bill to affirm the matricular card. So we went down there with, there was only about 8 or 10 of us that went down there. We had some signs. We couldn't get the mainstream media out, but Telemundo came out.
Oh, they're going to always come out.
45 minutes. They were respectful. We sent out a press release. Rauschenberger didn't show up. He's a weasel. So we got another state senator by the name of Brady, who affirmed the matricular card. I asked him why he did it. It was unconstitutional. He told me that he didn't know it was against federal law. And, you know, I told him, well, how come you didn't know? You're the legislator. We're paying you. You should know the laws, you know.
Right.
He tried to dance around it.
As they do.
As they do. Anyways, a long story, make a long story short, the next day, Hoy Magazine got a hold of Rosanna because she's a Mexican-American, and they did an article on her. They had a picture of her on the cover, and the caption read, "Minutemen come to Chicago." Well, this set off a couple Spanish disc jockeys, and one guy in particular, this guy went ballistic. He said he was going to get a bunch of illegal aliens out and have a protest to show the Minutemen their power. And a socialist activist by the name of Emma Lozano guaranteed him 1,000 activists that he would set up the rally. And as it turned out, during the past couple of weeks, Rosanna went on a couple Spanish-speaking programs and gave interviews, and as it turned out, this rally, they say it was anywhere between, we've got three counts on the numbers, between 40 and 50,000 people. Now, this group is composed of illegal immigrants, sodomites, malingerers, socialists, you know, the usual people that come out for all these rallies. Rosanna called the Chicago Police Department and asked for a number, and they estimated the number at about 10,000. Chicago happens to be a sanctuary city, so these people can get away with it.
Yeah, they can.
Know? But the main thing here, the main point over here is that there was no media present. There was no media present for a demonstration of this size. So that just proves that the government media complex doesn't want to show a demonstration in anarchy to the public. It's proof that they're complicit in trying to undermine our democratic
practices
and compromise the safety and security of American citizens.
Rick, that's totally the opposite from out here. You get 10,000 of them in the street here, they're going to put that on real quick to show these people standing up for their inalienable rights. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. So, they're encouraging and inducing illegal immigration. They're aiding and abetting them, Terry. What they want to do, they want these people to feel confident that they're violating our laws with impunity.
Well, you know what, buddy? You guys keep doing what you're doing there. I'm going to see you later on this year.
Yeah.
We're going to keep doing what we're doing. I'm glad you reported that to us because, you know, when they can amass that many people in the street, that helps us. And I'm sure they were out there with their flags and with their racism and with their ugliness and with their hatred and everything else for this country. And what that does is show the rest of Americans what's coming to your town soon. Now,
right.
Chicago, population-wise, of illegal aliens is right up there with us.
People in Chicago haven't seen this yet, Terry.
Right.
And by not presenting it on the media, they still don't.
Well, it needs to be on the media, but that's going to take some work on your part to get it on there. But
we're going on a recruiting campaign, and we're hooked up with a couple groups. One is Sherry's group from iFire from Indiana, the Midwest Coalition Reduce Immigration with Dave Gorick
and
Susan Colley of FAIR. So we're getting some bodies there, and we're going on a massive recruiting drive.
I know all those folks, Dave and Cherie and her mother, and
just all
a bunch of good folks, hard-working folks.
You're all good people, just like you California people. I got a lot of respect.
We're all fighting.
You're really out there, and you're really hitting some licks, and you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're exercising.
Rick is coming around, too. It's coming around to our way now. That's why there's so much opposition now, because they're worried about us. But I got to go, buddy. I want to thank you for
all
coming
right,
on.
Jerry, listen, let me give you our email address is ChicagoMinutemanProject.com.
ChicagoMinutemanProject.com.
Right.
All right, Rick, you take care, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
You too.
All right.
No problem. Bye.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Six, calling from Dallas, Texas. Six, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Hey, what's happening, baby?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, it's open season down here in Texas, baby. It's pretty much a well-known fact. They're going to start showing up in the rivers, out in the desert. Wherever we see them, we're going to lay them out. It's over. We're going back to 1836 when we won our independence from them. We're the only state that was a nation. And we're going to reclaim our nationhood to be able to succeed from the United States.
Well, you know, I'm a talk show, so I can't condone any violence or anything on the radio. But okay. What I would suggest you guys do is get the Minutemen down there and let them show the world what they can do on a peaceful level. Should close up that border in a nice way. And you know, it may come to violence one of these days, but I don't think we're quite there yet. And I can't advocate that. But what I will advocate is this. Fighting for your country, fighting for your rights. You guys used to be a nation. That's the only state that has that designation. And you guys have a proud history down there. And you stood up once upon a time. You had the Alamo and other things. That's what you're going to have to do now. You're going to have to get the numbers up, man. We got to get these numbers up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But the people here are to the point where they are, you know, the governor is sending 100 state troopers down there because of the Nuevo Laredo deal.
Right.
And that's a step in the right direction, but he's up for re-election next year as well. So he has to do something. But that's not enough. And what I'm saying, Terry, is that it's not an advocation of violence. I'm telling you what is on the street. You ask me what I hear, what I see. This is what I hear. This is what I know. And when the Minutemen come, they're going to be joined by every gadfly, kook, the Aryan Nations, the new Black Panther Party, and just average, everyday, angry Texans that are ready to get on. We will start it. If nobody else wants to do it, we've done it before, we'll begin.
Okay, we'll see what happens. That's your word.
Right.
Take care.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Tommy calling from Long Beach, California. Tommy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, you're one of the favorite guys that I like to talk to. This. I'm from Los Angeles. I just live in Minnesota. You can tell that guy from Wisconsin. The people there don't have a... I lived up there for like 15 years. I've lost track. This country of ours has been invaded by Mexico people. I tell Bush, and you guys got to stand by Schwarzenegger. I told Schwarzenegger, things are going to get hot. I don't know about these polls and stuff, but standing up against the whole country of Mexico... It's a very difficult thing. It takes a man to stand up there. You know what they need to do is send me down to talk to that Fox for about 20 minutes. I'll strain that guy. I don't know about your violence stuff. I pulled those troops back from Iraq. Well, I don't even know why we're over there. We're being invaded over here, and my country's being taken over while Bush is over in Iraq. And I can't understand. I get so inflamed at watching my country be torn apart and invaded. I'm over here in Long Beach. There's 5,000 Mexicans with strollers running all over town. They're all on welfare. They're taking benefits that are for poor blacks, poor whites. You can't even get a job at a McDonald's. How can I tell my nieces and nephews to get a job? These Mexicans have invaded the United States of America. That guy up in Wisconsin, you tell everybody up there in Iowa and Wisconsin and North Dakota, this country, the United States of America, is being invaded, has been invaded for 40 years by Mexico. They're taking every penny that they can get out of the United States of America. And if Bush and everybody else wants to turn a cold eye to watching American people suffer, then you let them do it. I hope they all enjoy their yachts down here at the beach and up in Beverly Hills, because you're letting your country go to hell. You're hurting the people of the United States of America.
Well, you know what, Tommy?
Military action. And I love you because you got a straight-up thing. Let me go talk to Fox for 20 minutes. I'll tell him, you get ready, partner, because you're going to have a whole bunch of people that come here and broke the federal law of the United States of America, taking jobs and benefits away from American people who need it, and they're going to be coming home soon.
All right,
so
Tommy.
I'm going to drag every guy out of Iraq to get them back here where they belong, protecting my country and my border.
Got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the passion.
Thank you. You're
Take
a wonderful
care.
Guy.
Thank you, sir.
I'll vote for you for president.
No thanks. I don't want the job.
Vice president.
Take care, Tommy.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Man.
All right. Let's go to Gene calling from Valley Village. Gene, what do you hear? What do you say?
Happy 4th of July, first of all.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Yes.
Everybody safe and sane tomorrow.
We hope.
Or at least safe.
Okay. You play a recording every week of a Mr. Navarro.
Yes.
He infers that Mexican people have power because of their numbers. They're not powerful because of their numbers. They're powerful because of the city, county, state, and federal employees and the elected officials who are pandering to them. And
well,
until
said.
We do something about them, we're still going to have a problem.
Well,
there's
said.
Laws that they refuse to enforce. There's no point in putting through laws that they're going to refuse.
Gene, imagine tomorrow every elected official, every public servant enforces the laws and doesn't allow anybody to get away with breaking the laws. Instantly, this problem would be fixed.
Of course.
It would be fixed. And we're not, see, that's the thing, Gene. We're not asking for any new laws. We're not asking for anybody's civil rights to be violated. All we're asking is for laws already on the books to be enforced and obeyed.
But they won't do it. So then if we don't find a way to bring these people to heel by losing their jobs and their 90% pensions, then this is just going to go on.
It
because
will.
A law doesn't have any effect if no one is going to enforce it.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
And the statement that you played of Mr. Chief Bratton saying you can leave California.
Yeah,
if you don't
like it, just leave.
Okay. Why wasn't everybody at his throat instantly when that statement came over the
Well, a few of us were, you know, but it just wasn't enough of us. Everybody should have been. I understand your point. It should have been everybody, just like they were over those billboards that were put up. Everybody jumped on that, but they should have jumped on Bratton. Bratton is a disaster when it comes to this. And, you know, everybody praises him. He cleaned up L.A., not where I live.
He's not cleaned up
Nothing.
L.A. at all.
Gene, thank you for the call.
Sure.
You have a nice evening. Be safe tomorrow.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Rodney calling from Austin, Texas. Rodney, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, man, this caller up in Dallas, I think he's right on the money, Terry. As unpleasant as it sounds, I think a lot of people down here in Texas are starting to wake up thanks to shows like yourself, Terry. But what I called about is this morning I briefly tuned into C-SPAN, and they had a caller from New Jersey who identified herself as being Hispanic. And they were talking about the possible appointment of a replacement for Sandra Day O'Connor.
Right.
Possibly being Alberto Gonzalez.
Right. Well, you know.
And the caller called in, and here's what she said. She says, well, La Raza and Mecha, they're really not racist. They're really not racist. I guess.
No, they're not racist. They're extremely racist.
Okay. Well, anyway, the moderator of C-SPAN this morning happened to be Hispanic himself, Pedro, and he asked the caller, he says, why aren't they racist?
Good for him.
And she couldn't answer.
Right.
She couldn't answer, Terry, because they are racist. Very racist.
Absolutely they are. Absolutely.
So that's something that I picked up.
You know, when the election was happening with Bush and Kerry, a lot of people said, well, the reason why we got to put Bush in is because of the Supreme Court appointments. That was one of the things that a lot of people were afraid of. Well, let's see what he does now. He's going to appoint two. At least, minimum of two. Let's see who he appoints. Now, I'm not saying Kerry would appoint anybody any better, but let's see if Bush is going to put some Mexican in there just because he's Hispanic.
Well,
I mean, what's that about?
Well, you know he's going to do that, Terry, this guy's really showing his true colors, not that we haven't already seen them already, but he's going to show his true colors, and I really do feel that the appointment is going to be, one of his appointments is going to be Alberto Gonzalez.
Well, you know, Rodney, and I got to go, buddy, but if he put a Hispanic in there and they were a good American and they were against illegal immigration and everything, I wouldn't care. That wouldn't bother me, but this guy ain't the guy.
No, this guy
ain't the guy.
Well, we know he's the butcher. We know he's one of the orchestrators of the Patriot Act, and we could just go down the laundry list of things that are unconstitutional about Alberto. But Terry, keep up the good work,
buddy. Thanks, Rodney. Keep listening, Donnie. I appreciate the feedback. Take care. Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, I want to talk about Rocky Delgadillo.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Delgadillo is the city attorney of Los Angeles. Now, he is part and parcel of Special Order 40. And when the federal government came up with the anti-illegal immigration legislation and authorized municipalities to cooperate with the INS, Rocky Delgadillo defied the Department of Justice. He wrote a letter to them and said, there is no way that Los Angeles will cooperate with you. You cannot make us cooperate with you. Then a lot of us emailed Rocky, and he disrespected us in answering us back when we were pleading with him to do away with Special Order 40. And now Rocky Delgadillo wants to run for state attorney general. He has declared that he will. And because of Rocky Delgadillo, I put the blame squarely on him that we have the 18th Street Gang, the Mara Salvatrucha, the Florencia 13, the Vineland Boys, and he is responsible for all the murders that they have committed. And I'm going to send you this package, Terry, and we will not allow Rocky Delgadillo to be a state attorney general.
All right, Eb, I appreciate it. As usual, you're always on top of stuff. Take care.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Bill calling from Sturbridge. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time. Almost out of time, Bill. You got about 1 minute.
Okay. CAFTA is the most important thing. These Congress critters are going to be in their home states this week. Give the state number a call because it's very important. That's the number one priority.
Call your House of Representatives person. Tell them that you don't want this thing to go through. You know, I remember when they voted on NAFTA, Bob Dole was getting 7,000 calls a day against it, and he still voted for it. But you know what? We should have sent 8,000 calls, Bill, maybe 9,000 calls, and then maybe he'd have got the picture, you know?
Yeah.
Put the pressure in there. That's what we got to do.
The other thing is Codex is in that bill, too.
Hmm. Which is?
Where you can't buy vitamins or supplements unless you get a doctor's prescription.
Oh. Boy, it goes on and on. Bill, thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
Okay, God bless.
You take
Bye-bye.
Care. No more calls, folks. I got a few things I want to say before the end of the show. First of all, I want to remind everybody, stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy Kay and Jeff. And this week with the Swings. The Swings have been writing columns for this show now. I think this is 139th or 40th week. They're very good columns. You can read them on our website. Go around the left side this week with the Swings. This week is 4th of July remembered, and they hear with a different ear. Very unique stuff, folks. Give it a look. Give it a try and see how you feel about it and write them and tell them how you feel. It's really good stuff. I read the stuff and everybody that I know does. So this week with the Swings. People ask me about CRN and why we're not on CRN. I've had a lot of calls about that. It was an expensive proposition for us, and we didn't feel we were getting our bang for the buck, so we had to let it go. That's why we're not on CRN anymore. You can't hear us. It was a hard decision for us to make, but we had to let it go. That's why you have to now listen on the internet if you want to. We're still on various stations around the country, but we did lose some stations, and we lost cable radio network, and it was a tough decision that we had to make. And I don't think they were even sorry to see us go, because once we left, there was never even a hint that they thanked us for our business or anything else. It was just, you know, no more money, bye, see ya. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is this. We had to let it go. It was a hard decision, and we're sorry for that, folks. I want to remind everybody that we do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, for doing the show tonight, and Les Blinkhardt for answering your calls. And I want to remind everybody, I'm on every Wednesday night on K-Dawn at 720 a.m. with Mark Edwards from 10 to 12. You can hear us there. Pretty good show. Get a little different bunch of callers from Nevada and other places, so it's a little different flavor from our show, but it is a great show. You can listen to Mark every single night on K-Dawn. Don't forget those three websites we tell you to go to, folks. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle